Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. VE7FLZ.
D5TG, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, D5 station. I didn't catch your suffix on your call sign. This is Victor Echo 5, Romeo Echo Golf. Back to you.
Good morning, it's Trevor here, Victor Echo 5, Tango Golf, DE5TG. How are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good, Trevor. I outread you in Craven. Well, I've been up for a little while. Gosh, it's already a couple of hours. We always have a coffee group on the D5REC repeater, which is 46.64 frequency. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it starts at 6 a.m. And, yeah, there's four of us that are regularly on there, but it's always, we always welcome new people with new ideas, new thoughts, opinions. We don't get very political or anything like that. It's just, we just talk about, easy to talk about things, nothing too controversial. So, yeah, that chews up the first hour, and then of my day usually, and just figuring out what I'm going to do here today. I've got curling this afternoon, and maybe clean up my shop a bit. It's starting to get a little bit messy. I was working on my truck this week and my car, my wife's car, and so it's need to straighten it up a bit. What's going on with you, Trevor?
I think I might have missed the last part of your transmission there. We're changing our IRLP radio out today. Our timeout timer's too short. So anyway, my shop is, well, it's quite a mess, but I got to wait till it warms up a bit. So I got a tractor to fix, and I got a motor to change in the truck, so I've got stuff everywhere. So hopefully it warms up soon.
Today, so that's pretty warm. If your shop's not heated, then you need it to be a little bit warmer than that. My shop's heated, so I've got a floor heat that keeps it above freezing, and then to get it comfortable, I've got a wood stove in there that soon gets it up to a comfortable temperature to work in. But yeah, sounds like you got some major projects ahead there. I just finished changing a transmission in my wife's car. I was going to look at the HVAC fan in her car. It's a Mazda 3 yesterday. I thought I'd just have to pop out the glove box, and the fan would be right there in front of my face. Not so. It's buried in the center, right at the very front of the passenger compartment. So, oh my God, I found a video on it, and what a job to get at that heater box where the fan is. And you got to pull that heater box right out. You wouldn't believe what you have to take apart. I think there's more work involved there than changing the transmission out. What's your QTH?
Cars nowadays, it's pretty crowded under the hood.
have Victor Echo 5, Tango Golf, Victor Echo 5, Romeo Echo Golf returning. I just caught maybe the last part of your transmission.
Yeah, same at this end here. We've been playing with a different radio for our RLP link stuff, and right now our timer set pretty short, so we're changing that out, and hopefully that fixes our problem. So hopefully we won't have this happen anymore, where all of a sudden it drops out and we miss whatever was said at the other end.
Yeah, okay, I copied that. I think I copied your full transmission there, so, yeah, very good. Yeah, I see you're out at Swift Current. Do you farm out there?
We got a little acreage about 25 kilometers north of Swift, right on Highway 4, so, no, I work in town. I maintain the provincial 911 radio communications network, so keeps me busy and all over southwest Saskatchewan here most days.
Well, okay, copy that. That sounds like an interesting job. Do you work at the government building there that's close to the downtown?
I actually work out of the Swift Current Rural RCMP detachment.
Yeah, okay, copy that. Yeah, I used to spend a bit of time around Swift Current. A friend of mine that was living there. I'm not sure if he's living there anymore. Gord Aisman. He lived right in town, kind of in the south part of the city, like south of the highway there. We used to go hunting quite a bit in that country. I love the southwest part of the province too. I don't spend too much time right around Swift Current, but I've spent quite a bit of time south of Sills, and I really love it down around East End and even further to the east, like Quarnac, that area, the Big Muddy Valley. I think that's some of the prettiest country in the province. So, yeah, well, anyways, yeah, I'll let you go, Trevor. Thanks for the QSO. I don't think I've talked to you before, so I'll get you my logbook here. And anyways, hope you have a good day, and don't work too hard. And, yeah, good luck with those projects you've got going on in your shop. I love working on stuff in the shop. So it always it's always interesting to me. I'll say 73V5 TGV5RET will be clear on your final.
Coming back there, yeah, I usually give a shout out in the morning on my way in, and if someone's around, great. If not, well, I guess I listen to the radio. So we'll definitely catch up another day, and have yourself an excellent day as well. V5 TG Mobile clear.
Yeah, very good, Trevor. 73V5 REG will be clear and monitoring.